Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Martha Dykstra, Dispatch Supervisor with Marion County Sheriff's Office, and we're talking about National Telecommunicators Week. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Martha. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Can you outline for our listeners the importance of dispatchers and that service?
We are technically the first responder. We're the one who takes the call. We're the one who dispatches the fire, the EMS, the law enforcement departments. So we are the first responder.
You take the call and send out the help.
That's correct.
Before you become a dispatcher, what type of certification or education, what's the background there?
At this time, there's no state requirements prior to being hired. But once you are hired, we have an extensive training program. It can go 3 to 6 months, depending on the individual. Then you're required by state to attend a 3-day program called BISC, and that's Basic Instruction for Telecommunicators. That's through the Department of Public Safety Technology Services in Des Moines. Within your first year of hire, you have to attend a week-long course, basic telecommunicator course at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy.
And how long have you been with the department?
Since March of 98.
So a while now.
Yeah.
How many dispatchers are here right now?
We currently have 7 full-time dispatchers, not including myself. And then I have a multitude of part-time dispatchers. I have 2 dedicated part-time dispatchers, which means this is the only place they work. But then we probably have 5, 6 that have full-time jobs elsewhere, but they come and fill in for us as they can.
And how many are on at any given time?
Anymore, we try to have 2 on at a time, all the time. Mm-hmm. Some days, unfortunately, that does not happen. Mm-hmm. So there's 1, but most generally we have 2 on anymore.
If they get in a bind and it just gets busy with fires or accidents or whatever's happening, do they have the ability then to call in somebody?
Yes, and I live less than a mile away, so I'm close and I'm home most of the time when I'm not here.
Okay. So you might get a rescue call yourself.
Yeah.
What would you say is the hardest part of this job?
There can be so many different answers to that, depending on the individual, you know, depending on the dispatcher. Through the years, I've had different things occur, accidents involving employees here at the sheriff's office. You know, that's always a hard one to deal with. Mm. We had an officer involved shooting 5 or 6 years ago, 2008. That was a very difficult situation to deal with. Anytime a family member, something happens to a family member and you're the one taking that call, that's difficult to deal with. Situations involving small children are difficult to deal with. And sometimes just sitting behind the radio, never knowing the outcome of the call, can be tough.
That would be very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're on the front line. Mm-hmm. Once you've got them dispatched, mm-hmm. you're on to the next thing.
That's correct. That's correct. And sometimes the officers and deputies are very good about coming in or letting us know even before they get back to the office, you know, hey, things turned out fine. But sometimes, you know, they get tied up doing their job and they, you know, so it's sure. A while before we know what happened. And sometimes that's very hard to deal with.
What's the most rewarding part?
For me, it's coming to work every day knowing I can make a difference in someone's life, that I can help someone.
Do you hear often words of appreciation?
Not often, no. Yeah. Nope, not often. We're kind of the forgotten, the unsung heroes, or just the forgotten group sometimes, because we are behind the scenes, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but we all love our jobs or we wouldn't be doing it. And we don't do it for the appreciation or the acknowledgement. We do it because we know we are a vital part of the team here at the Sheriff's Office.
Thank you very much for joining us on our program today.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Martha Dykstra, Dispatch Supervisor at the Marion County Sheriff's Office, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.